This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 308 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our remake month, and this is where we are watching remakes of old movies and not the originals, just the remakes. And this week, we have a movie from 2016 called Ben-Hur. Now, before we review this movie or talk about it, I got two questions for you, Alex. I like to ask them all the time. Number one, have you seen the original Ben-Hur? Number two, had you ever seen this one?
Okay. One, I'd never seen the original.
Okay.
Two, I didn't even know this shit existed.
You didn't even know they remade it.
Even though that. Three, this is where you're going to go, what the hell? I didn't even know this was a Jesus story.
So you don't honestly. You never saw the original, but you had no idea what the story even was.
Yeah, I didn't even. Dude, I swear to God. Halfway, and my wife walks by. She goes, do you know this? She goes, pause the movie. So I said, all right, I'll pause it. So I pause the movie. She goes, do you know what you're watching? And I'm like, yeah. This is a guy that's going to do the chariot races to defeat his brother because he'd been in the douche. And she's like, no. She goes, you should do some research on this movie, though. Out of all the movies, you got to do research. And I'm like, all right, know it all. Like, why do I need? She goes, you know, this is a story of Jesus and Pontius Pilate or whatever his name is.
Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, that guy. So she goes, that's a story of, you know, he's about to get crucifixed and all that. And I'm like, no, it's not. And she goes, yes, it is. And she goes, continue watching. And I was like, yeah, but this movie's totally different from what you were telling me.
Yeah.
And little does she know at the end of the movie, maybe she it's was right.
Maybe, yeah, but maybe.
They did change,
I've not
though.
Seen the original either. But the original movie's 3.5 hours. I'm going to assume there's a lot in that movie that is not in this movie. That's what I'm going to say.
Because she was telling me stuff and I was just like, yeah, this is not the plot line of this movie. And she goes, oh yeah, they changed it. But she goes, you're going to get the crucifixion of Jesus. Because that's what happened. And I was like, no way. And then I was like, wait. I was like, really? But it did happen. So she was right. I didn't know it was a story, that type of story. And I was like, holy crap. So it elevates some stuff when we watch.
Yeah.
So
true that. Yeah. And I'll be honest, watching this made me want to. I have the original. I
want to watch the original now.
I want to watch it.
To be honest with you.
I want to watch it. It's got Charlton Heston in it. It's
even
epic.
Better.
Yeah. So I feel like one day, maybe I'm going to plan a month where we watch all the originals of these remakes that we did. Death
Well,
Wish.
They have Ben-Hur. Right, they have Exodus, Kings and Monsters, right?
Gods and Kings.
Gods and Kings, which is the same as Moses, right?
That's an Exodus story. Yeah, that's the Moses, the slaves, the Israel, coming out of Egypt and all that. Yes, correct.
I think we should do a month.
Do biblical epic month?
Biblical epic month.
Biblical epic month. Yes. I can work on this.
Because technically, they do have action. It's just
There's fight. There's wars in them. There's fighting. And sword fighting.
So know what? We gotta do it. We gotta do it for April because that's Easter.
Good idea. Let me look at what we have for April and I could do some shuffling.
Around April. We'll do
the deck. But we'll do Ben-Hur 3.5 hours, baby. We're gonna do it.
Moses is like 10, bro.
Oh, good. The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, yeah.
I don't know if that. Well, I'll look into it. Anyway,
they have the 4K.
Okay,
but yeah.
So you have never seen it. I've never seen the original. I did see this, though. This was not my first time viewing. I saw this at the theater. So my only Ben-Hur experience is the remake. For better or worse. But anyway, before we get into it, let me just give you some quick Rotten Tomato scores. They're not great. They're both the same number, but reversed. The critic score is a 25%. A very low critic said, sir. Timur Bekmambetov, whatever the guy director's name is. No, sir. You're not the original. Audiences were a little nicer. Again, same numbers, but flip-flopped a 52% audiences. So half and half. Some people enjoyed it. Some people not so much. Anything surprising there to you?
No.
Me either, to be honest.
It's weird because this movie, like if you look at those Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, you got to look at the characters, right? Like actors that are playing this. And nobody here is famous except Morgan Freeman. That's the only famous guy in this list. Other than that, I don't see people going to the theater for this. Like Charlton Heston was a big actor to play these type of characters. Yeah. Christian Bale, another big actor in this type of movie, right?
This one has Jack Houston.
Who's that? Toby Cabell.
Coba. That's Coba.
Yeah. Rodrigo Santoro.
That's Xerxes. Which was Jesus. He played Jesus. Yeah, that's Xerxes from 300 when they made him CGI giant in that movie. He's actually a little guy.
There you go.
All right, so let's get into this review. I'm interested after your experience with your wife giving you some information and you watching it, you know, I'm interested to see how this goes. Okay, so lead character, of course, Judah Ben-Hur, that's his full name. He is played by Jack Houston, who's not a big famous name, but he's been in movies. So take it away. What did you think?
All right, so Judah, I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool. Now, in terms of the character himself, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, in terms of the character himself, he's for the people. He was a prince, you know, whatever. He did what's right for his people and screwed everything up in terms of everything and pretty much screwed his family up because that it took one little thing to, you know, to screw up his entire life pretty much. And destiny struck because there was a scene where Jesus told him they will meet again. And they did. Yeah. Little did he know, you know, he gave him water and then he goes, you're going to do the same for me. And little did they know, he did the same for him towards the ending of the movie. So for me, it's like a whole consequences thing. Like there's an action, there's a consequence type thing. Every action is a consequence. What's the whole line?
I mean, that's an accurate statement.
Yeah.
For every action, or for every action, there's a reaction or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Something consequence, like that. You know, with consequences, there's always something behind
it. Great power comes great responsibility.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. So I like the character. He was a family man. He became a slave, meets, you know, Morgan Freeman. He was like, let me get revenge. And he got his revenge. And it's a cool character. I'm going to give him a 4. I think he's a great character. I don't think he's a perfect character. But again, I guess he's from the Bible now. Now freaking knowing this, but I to me, in terms of a movie format, I think he's great. I don't think he's perfect, so I give him a 4.
So I don't think he's actually in the Bible, but I think they used biblical stuff as a backdrop for the story. I'm pretty sure that that's the gist of Ben-Hur. Okay, this movie has a couple of advantages, and that's the fact that it is a remake of a classic movie. You know what I mean? Like, Ben-Hur is a well-known, classic, Academy Award-winning, epic film. And that, because of that, it has all strong elements already. So I actually agree with you. I like the character. This movie has flaws and we're going to get to them later. But the character of Judah Ben-Hur, I really enjoyed. You know, he has a relationship with who ends up becoming sort of the main villain of the movie, obviously. You know, they have a relationship, you know, that kind of plays into what's going to happen later. Plus he loved his mom. He had his sister. He had that hot, hot wife. Esther, her name is gorgeous. And you're right. He did certain things. He had character though, because, you know, he told him, he's like, you can't bully me into just like giving people up to die because you wanted to go be a soldier guy and all that. The actions had consequences, probably not just, right? But still. And then he goes through the hero journey, right? He goes down to the bottom. He got to freaking become a rower in the bottom of a slave ship for 5 years. They get crashed into. He gets freed and he gets a redemption. There's nothing wrong with any of that. It's a good, solid character. I agree. I didn't give him a 5 though. I gave him a 4. I think there's a lot of meat that was left off the bone on this movie with him. I bet, I would probably wager, when we do the original, it might be a 5 if there's a little bit more, because there's stuff that felt rushed, especially in the first act. Kind of stuff happens really fast. So, but a 4 for me. I did like him as well. All right, now, main villain. This is, of course, played Masala? By Toby Kebbell, who played, he's Koba. What's his name? Like Masala.
Masala. Yeah.
He's Roman. He's his adopted brother. They're just friends. He's like an orphan. Okay, what did you think of him?
So I was torn with it. I was gonna give him a 4. Then I was like, I'm gonna give him a 5. Then I'm gonna give him a 4. But I'm gonna go with a 4. I might give him a 5 though. I think I might go with the 5. You know why? This is why I give him a 5. This is why I give him a 5. I'm gonna stick to my 5. All right, I'm gonna stick with my 5 on this one. He goes up to him and he was like, all I want is free passage to get to Jerusalem or wherever the hell it was, right?
Go through Jerusalem.
As long as nobody tries to kill my man Pontius Pilate, whatever his name is, Pilate dude, right? As long as you don't do that. The stupid kid decides to shoot an arrow, right? And he goes, now you gotta take care of this. And he goes like, who did the arrow? And he's like, try to be the man. He was like, I did it. Thinking because he's his brother, that he's gonna get scot-free. And my man was like, hell no. He threw his ass in a Viking boat, bro.
Yeah.
That seriously is one of the, like, he could get killed, he could get crucified, he could do whatever. My man was like, no, I'm gonna make your ass into a slave. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that is douchey. Then sends to get his wife, his mom, and his sister killed, his stepsister killed. Not knowing that the other guy, not knowing that the guy took him to another situation, like he intercepted the carriage that they were gonna go get them killed, crucified, and all that. And I was like, yo, that's even evil shit. I was like, that is mad evil. Then I'm going to face you in this Roman Colosseum type setting. And my man's trying to kill him there. And I was like, yo, this is really good. And then at the end, they became brothers again. And I was like, you know what? Came in full circle. I could say that that's kind of weak, because if you're trying to kill me, we're not brothers. I mean, we are brothers, but
yeah, but Jesus taught him about forgiveness.
Jesus hit him with the, at the end when he got killed, and he just like let go of all his pain and all that. All right, it is what it is, because Jesus died. So he was there. He was fresh when he saw him get killed. So I'll say it is what it is. But I think as a villain, Masala did a great job, because he carried the whole film. When he was on screen and he was angry, and he's a Roman, bro. Romans are douches. I mean, we already seen a lot of movies with Romans. And first, they're cool with the 300s type stuff and all that Sparta shit, but this is the different type of Roman. Yeah. This is crazy. It doesn't have my man Gerard Butler, Uncle Jerry in it.
No Uncle Jerry in this one.
No. But look, honestly, all jokes aside, I think he's a perfect villain for this type of epic story.
Yeah. I like Toby Kebbell. I like the actor. We just watched him in our last franchise with Koba. He got a 5 as a monkey. What does he get as a human? He got a 5 from you. I think he's really good too. I love these stories where the villain and the hero have a personal connection to each other. It just makes it more interesting to watch. You know what I mean? You mentioned like Exodus, Gods and Kings, right? Because you have Christian Bale as Moses, and then you have Joel Edgerton. Egypt? Yeah, Joel Edgerton as the prince. Yeah, and they grew up together. They're friends. Yeah. They're going to turn enemies. And this is the same. It's the same thing, right?
Concept. Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends. He's mad because he feels like they pity him. He doesn't want their pity, even though they're close brothers and all that. And he loves his sister. He can't be with the sister. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go make my own name. I'm going to go earn my name back, and I'm going to go to war. Now, in that, he ends up turning bad. He turns bad and he does some despicable crap. The thing with the mom and the sister jacked up. I really thought they were going to play that up a little more as far as the sister. Like, I thought there'd be more. I thought it wouldn't be more than just, sorry, they're gone. And, you know, because he loved her. Allegedly, he loved her. And then they get leprosy. So then it's worse. Like, they don't even die. They get leprosy and they have to live in a cave or whatever. It's like, geez, that's jacked up. But anyway, all that said, then his pride, of course, gets to him. So, all right, we're going to do the chariot race. You know what? I can beat him. Let's do it. And they do the chariot race. I love them. I actually think you're right. I agree with you. I give him a 5. I think the villain here is the, like, out of the two characters. And don't get me wrong, I think Ben-Hur's a great character in this movie. I don't know. I didn't side with the villain. He's evil. But I thought that his whole storyline was good. I love a good
story arc. Yeah.
We're brothers, and now I want to, and now I hate you. I'm here for it. So a 5 from you, a 5 from me. All right. Now this is where I think, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's go to action.
Okay. So there's not much action in this movie, but there were some good sequences that I was just like, okay, this might put up the notch here, because there was some good stuff. That chariot race at the end, I have not seen People Please. I'm telling you right now, I have not seen the original. I don't know how good that one is. Okay. I am basing for what I see. Yeah. It must be great, because it's practical chases, right? Yeah. This one was CGI, which I was like, it is what it is. But let me tell you, it's been a long time since we reviewed a movie with horses chasing each other and doing shit. Like, I don't think we have many. It's all cars and helicopters and, you know, the usual boats. I was digging it. I was into it. I don't know why. Maybe because I was into the story. Like, I was into it. I liked it. This action sequence at the end was good. Some stuff was a little far-fetched. I was just like, what? Okay, it is what it is. I mean, they took it to the next level when the horse all flipped over, and then all of a sudden the stick hit the floor and then it catapulted off. And I was just like, okay, this is way over the top, but I like it. We got Death Race, we got Chariot Races. And I was like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Now, the sequence that my man is rowing the boat, and he's like, we got her free. And he's all happy. And all of a sudden, the boat ram into it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I was like, that is awesome. There was some other scenes also in the film. I don't remember as much. Oh, like the brother doing the Roman stuff. That was quick
little
shots.
Little battles.
Yeah, it was a little montage of him doing some Roman stuff, which I was like, it is what it is. Overall, I'm not going to give it a 5, because I feel like a 5, I needed more. I think a 3-hour cut of this movie would have got the 5, because I think we would have got more war with the Romans. We would have got more of Judas, Ben-Hur's character doing other races besides him
more
fighting
the brother. That one time.
Training. Exactly. So I felt like a 3-hour cut would have filled out the action for what we got. I'm giving it a great, but I think it's on the line of great into perfect. Just this just on that finish line for me. But it's a four. It's a great, though.
You know, this director, Timur Bekmambetov, I think that's how you say the name. It's Russian. I'm trying my best here. He directed Wanted, which is a pure action movie. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Like, he's an action guy. That's what he does. Which is why I think a lot of people thought it was a weird fit for this type of movie, like an epic. And I agree to an extent. You mentioned something there. Okay, let me just say this. The boat scene is cool. And when that first boat rams into it, I definitely saw a big red splash. Like, someone got absolutely obliterated. And it's not rated R, but there was like a big red blast. I was like, okay, I like that. But a little short, but it was cool. The chariot, this is all that builds up to the chariot scene, okay? Like, that is the main centerpiece. It's what's most known. If you look at any copy of Ben-Hur you're going to buy on Blu-ray or whatever, it has horses on it. It has chariots. Like, that's what it's known for. And it's very thrilling. I was into it. When I was watching, I was like, this is good. I like it. But you're right. It is mostly practical, but then he makes weird choices, like having the CGI horse run into the crowd and it's like kicking people and it's running.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that was
what
stupid.
Is this? Leave it out. It's stupid, you know? I do like, though, there was some really good shots. There was a shot that was where he's like laying, he's like when Ben-Hur falling out and he's like laying back and the horses like are coming up on him and it's shot like from underneath. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a really good shot. Really cool. And there's a few of those that are pretty cool. You know, there's a part where it's like first person, which was kind of weird. And then it's like cuts away from it. But overall, I think it was thrilling and exciting. I was torn on this one, but not to a 4 and a 5. I was torn between a 3 and a 4. I was a little more hardcore on it. Ultimately, I gave it a 3. So guess what? If anyone gets mad, they'll now get mad at me instead of you. because I was a little harsher. I think that the chariot scene is great and fun, but flawed. And then besides that, you're right. There's not a lot of action. But I agree with your statement, and it's going to tie into the next part, where a longer version of this movie would probably be better. So that being said, you gave it a 4, almost a 5. I gave it a 3. Storyline, what do you got?
All right. Storyline. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not know this was a biblical story. So that's one going into it. Next time I'll do a research if all our movies is biblical. Cool.
Only for the remake stuff, maybe.
Yeah, maybe for the remakes. I gave this movie a 3. I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's that bad that everyone make it seem to be. I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't think it's that bad. Maybe because it has horrible actors portraying these characters. But I think if you would have put a solid cast with this script, I think it would have been good because you had a good, you know, actors around these things. Granted, I agree with you 100%. If this movie was shot 3 hours and 12 minutes, it would have been I would have gave this a 4 or 5. There is not much. In the beginning, this dude is throwing parties and then all of a sudden he loses everything and then he's rowing boats and then from rowing boats, he meets Morgan Freeman from just drifting on wood. I was like, this thing just took you to land? Like, really? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Meets Morgan Freeman and then all of a sudden he's chariot against his brother and that's the movie. And then I was just like, oh, and then he saw Jesus Christ getting crucified and all this stuff. And I was just like, okay. I just felt like I wanted to see more of it. See, it wasn't, you know what's crazy? Gladiator was like a short movie, right? The Ridley Scott movie with Russell Crowe.
It's only 2 hours, but it's not 3 hours.
It's not a 3 hour cut, but it was like 2 hour 40 minutes, 2 hour 30 minutes, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
It felt, the pacing is great. You felt like you're watching the entire movie and you feel like you didn't lose time.
Right.
This movie at paces, I felt like it felt longer than what it should. And then in some paces that I'm enjoying the movie, sped up really quick. And I'm like, damn, just stretch this up a bit. So I felt like it was like two type of movies rushed into one. So, but this happens with directors that are action directors that try to do story movies for some reason. It's like they put all their eggs in one basket, meaning they put everything in the action movie and that's what they're good at. Yeah. And then they lack in storytelling. You see it all the time in Hollywood. Unless there's someone that's really good that could give you both and you're like, damn, this is it. This is what I'm talking about. This dude is great with the action, not good with the pacing and giving you the story. That's just me, but I gave it a 3 and I think it's good.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I agree with everything you said. And this is where I do think there's a reason that first movie is probably 3.5 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's more story to tell here. And when you have a director, and it may not have been his fault. Maybe he wanted it longer and the studio was like, look, we can't make a 3 hour. We're not going to give you money for a 3 hour remake of a 3 hour movie. You know,
yeah.
We hired you because you do action and we want it more streamlined. This feels like the streamlined version of this story, the Cliff's Notes version of the story. You know what I mean? And you could tell, like you said, everything happens really quick early. I wanted more. Like the Marcellus or whatever, he leaves too fast, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There should have been more between not just showing him and Judah how close they were, but him and the sister, him and the more interactions besides the mom being like, don't talk to my daughter. And then that's it. And then he goes, you know what I mean? It seems like they put in things that you can get the gist of it and then move along. And I would have rather them really play it out. So these are the reasons why I really want to watch the old one. I almost put it in right after, but I didn't. And it's because I was like, I wanted more of the story because it is a good story. It's interesting. They're interesting characters. It's an interesting setting, you know, and Jesus is like a peripheral character who comes in and out. And what he says affects Ben-Hur's character more than anybody, obviously. And what he does affects him. But I liked it. I just think there was a lot left on the table that they cut off. So I gave it a 3 as well. I think it could have been, honestly, as far as remakes go, I don't think they picked a bad movie to do a remake of with modern, you know, sensibilities as far as the battles, the chariot race, all that kind of stuff. But if you're going to do it, really do it. You know, I don't like that they kind of butchered it. It seemed a little butchered story-wise, but not bad. It's still engaging. It's still engaging. So that's why I gave it a 3 as well. Same as you. Okay, so overall.
You know, it's funny that you said that, like, but because I felt that. Like, I felt like they need, you know, I just said it, but I think Ridley Scott should have did the Ben-Hur because he knows that whole thing. I mean, he did Gladiator. So why not have, So why not have freaking from the directors of Gladiator comes another classic, you know, Ben-Hur.
Exodus. He's done these old.
And from what I remember, Exodus was really good. I know a lot of people didn't like it much because his Christian Bale is not that religion and, you know, I mean, not that race or whatever, but
he's not Jewish.
He's not Jewish. I liked the movie. And I saw it 3D too. I remember liking it because all that stuff looked cool from my 3D glasses. But anyway, in terms of overall, I had fun with this. I thought this was going to be a piece of shit movie. This is not a piece of shit movie. I take it back. I purchased it for $8 digital, bro. They had it for $8 and I said, I'm buying it instead of renting it for $4, add another $4 and I'm just going to have it 4K. I was like, that freak it. I'm happy that I got it. I won't buy this physically, but I do own it digitally. So I'm okay with it. I like it though. I said, you know what? I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. It wasn't boring. In no aspects, it was not boring. And all these actors that we do not know who the hell they are besides Morgan Freeman and Koba, they were decent at best. They was not horrible like Scorpion King that we saw or Rollerball. Like, they actually was decent acting. It was just that I wish it was an actual cast around this movie because I think it would have been so much better. So I gave it a 3. I thought overall it was a good flick.
We have the same score. I also have this digitally. So I guess when I saw it in 2016 at the theater, I liked it enough to get it. I've had this on my Vudu for like forever. You know what though? I got this back when MovieStop was a place and I used to buy all the Blu-rays and then keep all the digitals and then trade in the Blu-rays for new ones. I'm pretty sure that's what I did with this movie. So I don't have it physical. I agree with you. I think it is a good, I think it's better than the 25%. Then again, that just means most critics didn't like it. I mean, if you compare this, I'm assuming, because again, we haven't seen it, but I'm assuming if you compare this to the original, it might pale in comparison. That is to its detriment, probably with a lot of reviews. Like, why even make it? Now, if you are like us and you've never seen the original Ben-Hur and you watch this, I don't think it's a bad film. I don't think it's poorly made. I don't think it's, you know, terrible. It could have been better. It definitely could have been better, but I don't think it's abysmal. And I don't think it's like a piece of garbage. So I also gave it a 3. I think it is, has a certain amount of entertainment value. I do like these old sort of sandal movies, which we do have a month coming up that's all these type of movies, so I tend to like them as long as the production values are good, which this one does, has good, the setting is good, and the acting is solid. I do know Pontius Pilate too, that guy, he was on Game of Thrones, and he was also in Ghost in the Shell, so I've seen him in some stuff, and then like Xerxes, it's just a lot of like not big name actors. Literally Morgan Freeman is the most famous guy in it, and he's only in it, you know, he's on screen for like 15 minutes maybe, so it's not a big huge role. Okay, so 3 from you, 3 from me. What is your total points?
My total points is a 19 out of a 25.
We're pretty close. I have an 18 out of a 25. And I had seen it, so I was interested to see what you thought, and you said something true. Like, when I saw this at the theater, I was expecting it to be like, I'm like, this is going to be some kind of disaster. Ben-Hur, like, what are they doing? And I remember not hating it. And watching it this time, I didn't hate it again. So, I don't know. Not the greatest remake, and nowhere, probably not close to the original, but not terrible if you don't want to watch it. If you want to watch the 2-hour version of this movie, it's not bad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not like watchable crap either. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't go in that list.
No, it's not bad.
It's a fine movie.
Yeah, watchable crap is like, this is bad and we like it. Yeah. This was like, actually, I found it legitimately decent.
Entertaining.
Yeah. By the way, Gladiator, 2.5 hours is the runtime. And the extended cut is an hour and set, or 2 hours and 50. So those are the two. So you're right. 2.5 hours. Okay. Here's what we got coming up. Next week, we are to the third Mad Max movie, a little movie called Beyond Thunderdome, starring Tina Turner. And then we wrap up our remake month, which so far, we got to say, we have not given anything a terrible score. Not Death Wish didn't get a terrible score. This one didn't get a terrible score. What did we even watch last week? I don't even remember. What was the other remake? Assault on Precinct 13. That was
Assault
good.
On Precinct, yeah.
I don't know if our streak's going to come to an end here or not, but next week we're doing Conan the Barbarian. Now, this is the Jason Momoa version, not the Arnold version. He's big now, but when he made this movie, he was not Aquaman yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to go. I never finished this movie. I saw it on TV for a little while. So this is going to be pretty much a first time watch for me.
Well, for me, if I had to put this month into a ranking quick, I would go number one would be Assault on Precinct 13. Ben-Hur would be my number two. Yeah. And then Death Wish would be number three.
I'd agree. Yeah, I'd have it.
That would be my list. Yeah. Same. I still don't understand why they decided for Bruce Willis.
But I don't think any of them. I think none of these are garbage.
It's not horrible. No,
I didn't think any of them were garbage. I thought they were. No. They ranged from good to decent to good, honestly.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it. Yeah. Will we get a dud
next week? I don't know. Would it be
a top notch or lower?
Will it be decent to good, watchable crap, or regular crap? It's going to be one of the three. It's not going to be amazing. I'm pretty sure it's not amazing.
Most likely not. But anyway, I know I own it for some reason. So I was like, okay,
I have it too. Let's see. 4K. Yeah. So let's see how
I remember getting it on Blu-ray because I remember going, oh my God, Conan. And I like Conan a lot from the Arnold.
Yeah.
But yeah, can't wait. I haven't seen this in ages, so I don't remember the movie. So it's like a first time watch, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah, it's pretty much a first time watch for me.
Yeah. All right. So here we go, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Nate has a live show every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. And then, of course, you check out the podcast with the same people that he's doing the live stream on Instagram at Nateflix Movie Reviews, right?
Yes.
On the podcast, right? Is it still up?
It's on Spotify. Continue. You could still listen to episodes on Spotify.
Okay.
They're not new ones, but you can listen to them.
Oh, there you have it. You can continue listening
hundreds
to it.
We got like 280 episodes or something like that. So
yeah, that's a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, again, live every other Monday at Nateflix Reviews. If you have anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. Of course, head over to our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Ash Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.